The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so happy that you chose to be with me today because I've got a great show, and I just love my guest. Christy Scott is back with us, and she is not only a Law of Attraction coach, she is also a graduate of Christy Whitman's Academy, and she is the creator of those wonderful evolution cards in which to start your day off right. You know, I just love, love, love Christy Scott. She has such a dynamic personality, and she really gets people. She really understands. She does help anyone she talks to feel the joy of living. And this is exceptionally important. So before we bring out Christy Scott, I just want to mention that our cruise coming up on April 8th is going beyond my wildest dreams. As a matter of fact, I just had the supreme pleasure of giving away a scholarship to the cruise. We named it the Roscoe Scholarship in memory of the late Roscoe of Meros, who inspired people to heal themselves so that world peace could become a reality. Well, if you listen to the last few shows, I asked people to call in and set the intention to come on the cruise. And guess what? One. That's right. Only one person called me and set the intention to come on the cruise. And guess what? Her name is Nancy, and she said to me she was going on the cruise. She didn't know how she was going to pay for it, but she decided she was going because this was the week of her birthday, and she was going to celebrate it on the cruise, and that's all there was to it. So she paid her $100 deposit, and which, you know, if you really look at it, for someone who doesn't have the funds available to put $100 in on a dream and not knowing if you're even going to get that $100 back. But she did it. She set that attention, just not with me, but with the universe. And I sent her an email a few weeks later and just asked Nancy, how's it going with the funds to go on the cruise? And she said, well, I'm going to do this. I don't know how, but I'm going to do this. So I just said, well, guess what? You just won the Roscoe Scholarship and your passage has been paid in full. Well, it took a few seconds for it to register in Nancy, but she absolutely manifested the cruise for her birthday week. And it's just not a regular birthday. It's her 60th birthday. This is so wonderful. So she's on board. And I am personally going to meet her in New Orleans before we get on the ship. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the one fault we humans have is our inability to accept how powerful we truly are. We only accept that which we are familiar with and often don't challenge ourselves to go beyond our limiting beliefs. And this is exactly what Nancy did. She didn't give up. She believed beyond everything else that she was going to go. You know, this gave me hope for the existence of humanity. Nancy said, I don't know how, but I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. Remember, in using the law of attraction, it's not important to know how you're going to get there. It's just important to be clear on the intention of what you want. Nancy continued to go about her daily life, and she just simply got out of her own way to let the universe take over. So the last email I got from her just a few days ago said that she has booked her flight and she is meeting me at the hotel before we board the ship. Now, this experience really gives me the shivers because it tells me what a very magical experience this cruise already is. It's already a complete success. Now, this isn't going to be our last cruise by any means. But one thing I have completely understood is that I'm not the one in charge of these events. There is a divine purpose in which people are coming with us to discover their own personal greatness. Just by discovering that, you know that you never have any need for lack ever in your life because you're always going to be taken care of. You have the ability within you, not someone else, but within you to manifest your dreams. And boy, Nancy is the perfect example for it. So I hope that you can come on to our next cruise, although there may be a couple spots left on this cruise. But the next cruise, please come aboard so that you can fully grasp the power that you possess to create a very, very magical life. This is what Law of Attraction Radio Network and Law of Attraction Magazine is all about. So next time, don't sit back and just listen. Jump up to set your intention and then let the universe show you the miracles of everyday living. With that, let's take a fast break and talk to Christy Scott, coach and creator of the Evolution Cards. We'll be right back after these words.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Are you ready for a healthy 2019? Well, if you are, I've got an easy way to heal anything that ails you, and it's all from Mother Nature. If you're suffering from constant stress or issues with menopause, prostate, respiratory problems, IBS, psoriasis, and eczema, or even sleep issues, then Mother Nature's miracles are waiting for you. I know this works because I have resolved my health issues in 2018 using Dr. Tony Comancho herbal tinctures, and I have never felt better. These herbal products really do work. Instead of using toxic medications, try these organic herbal products and you will experience some amazing outcomes that Mother Nature intended since the beginning of time. Go to drtonycamacho.com to buy pre-made tinctures or to set up a consultation in which she can make a tincture specifically for your ailment. Go back to Mother Nature and Dr. Tony Comancho. Visit drtonycamacho.com. That is drtonycamacho.com. Well, welcome, Christy Scott, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio again. I'm so delighted to have you back on. You're one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
But you are, you've got the personality, you've got everything. And you know what? I just want to talk about being a coach, because you have to have a coach, one, but you have to have the right coach that matches your personality, right?
That's important. That's important. Style. And there's so many different styles out there. But that's the beautiful thing. You can find one that fits your style and your needs and your wants and your desires. And they're out there. And don't hesitate to interview every coach until you find the right one. You don't have to go with the first one you find.
Well, see, that's an important thing that I don't think my listeners realize, is that they can interview the coach. They just think, okay, I just got to go talk, and then hopefully they'll allow me to coach with them. And that's not the correct way to do it, right?
No, you've got to have a clear intention on what you want out of the coaching. You know, do you want to find a new job? Do you want to find the love of your life? You'll have some kind of idea of where to start, but then interviewing them is so crucial, and getting a one-on-one phone call with them and feel their energy and feel their personality and do they jive with you? I mean, age, ideas, philosophy, law of attraction, not law of attraction. All of that, you know, fits in. Are they new age? Are they hardcore? Are they Tony Robbins? Are they woo-woo? I mean, there's so much out there, you know?
Right. There is. And that, like you said, is what makes it so special. But what are some of the questions that people need to be asking a potential coach?
Oh, that's wonderful. Their beliefs and their ideology is so key. It's like, I mean, if you really believe in the law of attraction, look for a law of attraction coach and interview many of those. You know, I mean, where do your beliefs lie? Are you open-minded, or are you a business coach and you just want hardcore facts and you want to up your business or your sales? You know, that might be a different coach or a different philosophy or a different feel.
But you have to feel that one-on-one connection.
Yes.
And sometimes that's missing.
Definitely. And if it's missing, thank you, next. You know, just go to the next one and keep trying. There's many doctors out there that are good and bad. There's many mechanics out there that are good and bad. There's many coaches out there that are good and bad. There's a plethora, and there's the right one for you. You just have to take the time and be patient.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to be patient. You have to ask the right questions, but you also have to feel the person, that connection. I would have to say that's probably the most important, because if you can't trust that coach to guide you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Ooh, that won't work.
Feeling the energy, getting a vibe. Are you connecting with them? Are you comfortable? Do you feel calm? You know, because if you're not comfortable and you don't feel calm, you're not going to share deep secrets and get further. You know, why are you afraid to get a new job? And if you're not willing to share that, you're not going to meet that goal.
Right.
So you've got to be comfortable and you've got to feel safe. And if you don't feel safe, so that feeling is a big part when you're talking with them on the phone. Really feel that space. Do I feel safe? Do I feel comfortable? Do I have a connection? It's like dating. You go on that first date, you know it, you know it's a fit or not. It's like, I don't feel comfortable. This isn't a good fit. Then you leave.
Right.
So it's the same thing.
Well, how do you know that they have the necessary knowledge in order to guide you?
The knowledge to guide you. Oh, that's a great question. And reading their website, reading about them, seeing if they have any YouTube videos, their recommendations, their people that have said wonderful things about them or not, and then getting on that phone call with them and saying, you know, this is my issue. I'm in a horrible job. I want out. That's my goal. And then ask me the questions, you know, how long will that take? You know, this is where I'm at and I'm frustrated, but if I don't do something new and different, I'm not going to get out of this job. And then my questions and my answers will, they'll spark it in them and go, wow, okay, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I can do this. And if it's jiving and working and feeling right, that's important.
And I think that is really something really special, what you just said. If it's jiving with you, because you're building in that initial consultation, you are seeing whether you can actually trust this person or not, that you can be. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Is it going to jive?
Yeah.
Am I going to trust enough that I'm going to follow their instruction? And so it's key as to, and I know you've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, about eight, nine years?
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
So you, and you've had a massive amount of clients. So it's like, just from that and reading the website, having that one-on-one will get people familiar with you and knowing that, okay, she's something that I can, the person that I can talk to and get my point across. Now, there's others that are just starting out, and they are very insightful too, but they may not have the experience that you have. Should they be discarded, or should they, what is the criteria on that? Because some of them have just perfect logical sense too.
Totally. No, I never, that's not, it's really a matter of getting on the phone with them, communicating with them, seeing if it works for you, feeling the chemistry. And are they asking you questions that really make you think? If I was the client, you know, and you're asking me some poignant questions and I'm like, wow, I didn't see it that way. Oh, that's doable. It's like, she gets it, you know? And if she really gets me out of my comfort zone, it's like, okay, you got to get out of your comfort zone to grow and change.
Yeah. Darn.
to reach those goals, we have to get out of the comfort zone. So that's a good quality in a coach, is to get you out of that comfort zone, ask those questions, go, wow, you know, it's like, yeah, I can do that. I don't want it, but I know if I do that, I'll get to the next place.
Right, right.
So I wouldn't discard, you know, a new coach or an old coach. I really, it's the chemistry that you get with them.
Okay. That is very important. Now, I want to go further, because now you, as a coach, you've developed these cards called the Evolution Cards.
Yeah.
And that's part of your coaching too, isn't it? Explain how.
Yeah, it's part of my coaching. I'm a big component of spiritual practices,
yeah,
like meditation, card reading, journaling, you know, all of that. It's like, rituals are important to me. They keep me on my path, you know, it keep me grounded. So I grew up with Louise Hay cards, which, oh, I loved, you know. So that morning ritual has been in my life forever, and her daily calendar. So getting that first thing in the morning of that card of inspiration, that affirmation, that poignant part to get me started and really centered before I even start the day is so key to me, before all the noise comes in. We have so much noise today, you know, we have our phones and the computers. And before all that, you get that quiet time of meditation, picking a card, and there's so many wonderful card decks. So I loved hers growing up. So I'm like, I would love to create my own card deck. And I'm all about color and beautiful graphics. So I created my cards to inspire you and get colorful inspiration. But those key words are so important, because it plants those seeds in your mind. So just the other day I picked listening. And a dear friend of mine called me, and she was going through something. And she started telling me what was going on. And I remembered my card. It was listening. And so I just listened, you know, so that one word set my tone for the day. And here she just needed to be heard. And she just explained and told me what she was going through. And by the end of the call, she's like, well, gosh, I know what to do now. But she just needed to be heard. She just needed to share.
Oh,
wow. You know, sometimes we want to fix everything. It's just like, so the universe told me that card was listening. And that's what I did that day.
I think that's neat, because it's kind of predictive of how the day is going to go too, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Boundaries, there's a card of boundaries, listening, happy, you know, I mean, these words, and they stick with you, and it's just a little, and it just throughout the day, you're like, oh yeah, you know, that's my word. Or even like my latest card deck that I got, which I absolutely love, is Colette Reed.
Oh, yes.
The animal spirit cards.
Oh, no, I didn't know about that one.
They're gorgeous cards. So really? I picked hers also. So I'll remember my animal spirit that day, you know, and I'll remember my word for my card. So it's just like, it just sets a beautiful intention. So we don't let all the noise come in, and we can be grounded, and we can go, nope, I'm just listening today. Or I'm just, you know, I'm just going to be today. It's so important.
So you do that first thing in the morning. A morning ritual. You do not sidestep it at all. You go right for it. So is that your meditation time too? Do you meditate in the morning or?
I meditate. So I get up, the first thing I do is TM meditation, transcendental meditation. So that's my first start of the day. And then I pick my card and have coffee.
So you can contemplate your card while you're drinking coffee and get wired up on the card. I think that's so cool. Now that's the way to do it. With a cup of Joe. Yeah.
Start your intention for the day. It just starts your day off in such a beautiful way. It's like, I've already filled my cup up with meditation and this great word of the day and these beautiful cards. And it's like, okay, now I can start my day. And I can let everything else in because I've filled my cup up.
So that's a really good point that I don't think people get. When you're meditating, you really shouldn't have coffee beforehand. It's gonna keep your brain going. The monkey mind's gonna go, and you're not gonna be able to relax and get. So, tell us, how do you feel when you're meditating? I think this is kind of important to let everybody know. Are you almost asleep? Is your mind blank? Is it? What is it?
Yeah, and there's all kinds of different meditation. TM meditation. You have a word and a mantra. And you just meditate on it. So you just go into a calm state and you almost go to a sleep state for 20 minutes and you're just pure calm. Wow. Which is awesome. And then there's a lot of different meditations, and Chris Carr has some wonderful guided meditations you can download from her website too. She's amazing. Gabrielle Bernstein too. A lot of guided meditations. So if you don't want a word or a mantra, you can do a guided meditation.
And that keeps the mind focusing in on that state, those pictures that they give you, so that you're not really falling asleep.
Yes.
Because I don't know about you, we in the Western Hemisphere, well, we get kind of lazy-minded.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to react. And you know what? It's really sad with this new technology too, because we're not expanding our mind, we're actually making our minds a little bit more lazier.
We are, with all our social media and Facebook and all this stuff. That's why meditation is so key and so important, to turn off your mind, be still, be quiet, and be calm. Just turn it all off. It is so worth it. 20 minutes twice a day will change your life.
Okay, so 20 minutes twice a day. So do you put it on a timer, or how do you bring yourself out?
Yeah, some people are like, you got to have a timer. It was the first time I started it. It's like, I need a timer. It's like, no, that's just kind of noise bringing you back out, kind of in a noisy way. So I just have a clock in front of me. And over the years, I've just timed it. Now I know when to kind of open my eyes.
Ah.
So I go into it and I just shut the world off and think of my mantra. And then all of a sudden I just start opening my eyes and it'll be 20 minutes. You train yourself.
I see. Okay. So where do you meditate?
Oh yeah, that's important. You've got to find a location in your house that's always there, that just welcomes it, that supports it. You don't want to redo your place every day. It's like, so we have these beautiful red chairs that are just gorgeous, and we, it's early in the morning. So we have a fur throw that we put on our feet, you know. And we get cozy, and we have a clock in front of us. And so it's a small part in our family room, and it's just set up so it's just gorgeous. It's like you just crawl into your chair, put your little fur throw on, and just start meditating.
Wow. So it's not a wise move to change your meditation spots every day?
You could, but it just kind of honors it, and it's more stable to have a spot that you always go to. And it's like, oh yeah, we get to meditate, we curl up. You know, it's a little more respectful. But meditation you could do anywhere and anytime. You know, I mean, if you're really stuck for time and you're sitting in a car waiting for a doctor's appointment, take 10 minutes and just shut the world out and just close your eyes and just be peaceful for 10 minutes.
Wow, what a good idea. I mean, if there's a way that you could pull off the freeway and not driving jet and just close your eyes for 10 minutes. Remove yourself from the major distraction. But you know, meditation, the reason why we should do it is because it does ground us. Yes. It does make us less distracted. It makes us more a part of life.
Yes. I mean, think about it. When we grew up in the caveman days or whatever, we didn't have all this noise.
That's right. All this stuff
we created, it's wonderful. It's all good. But it's so distracting at the same time. It's not who we really are. And the more you meditate and get quiet and go to a quieter spot, you get more in touch with your spirit and the essence of who you are. Because we're not all these things that's around us. It's not our spirit. It's not who we are. Our car and our house and our clothes. And it's like, come on. We don't take that with us when we leave. You know?
Right. So we've got to, well, meditation is one way to enjoy your life right now.
Yes, definitely. And get in touch with you and calm you, get you focused, helps intuition. It's like, it just slows down the process.
Wow.
And it's wonderful. Yeah.
You know, I noticed for the last couple of years, I have been living under a lot of stress. And so it's very difficult to calm down and to focus when you're meditating. The reason for that I discovered since is because of adrenal fatigue. And once I got on herbs to correct that, okay, life and meditation is so much easier.
That's awesome.
So it's just Mother Nature. Herbs.
Yes.
Will calm and correct that situation. And actually, that's how you maintain your health too, because the adrenals, if those aren't working, you are susceptible to everything.
Totally. The holistic, it's interesting. I've had a lot of clients lately on health journeys with things like that and have gone the holistic path and found functional doctors. And even I've gone through a thyroid issue, you know, and a regular hormone doctor had me on different medication. Then it wasn't talking well with my body. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go the holistic route. And that's the beautiful thing. We have options, you know, in this day and age.
Yeah.
Herbs, Chinese herbs and holistic. I found a functional doctor, which I didn't knew what a functional doctor was, but a holistic path. He changed my diet, changed my supplements, and I'm a world better. It's like, wow. So there's so many options, but Western medicine's wonderful, but there's so many options in the holistic world.
Exactly. And if it helps you to listen to yourself, meditation is the key, because otherwise you can't, you don't know what your body, truthfully, your body knows what it needs and it's going to help guide you to where you need to go.
Yes.
And
but like you were saying, closing down that mind and slowing down that mind will help you get in touch to listen to your body more. You know, I'm not feeling well, or I'm nervous, or I have extra energy, or I'm not flowing well, or I need more greens, or, you know, it'll get you more in touch. And then you can start finding those paths to the holistic world to, is it an herb? Is it a supplement? Because there's so many wonderful options out there now.
Oh yeah, there is. But, and as you said, just like the cards tell you what's, you should be focusing on during the day, you know, your body will say to you also, I'm not happy. I'm not a happy camper here. Something's really wrong. I'm not enjoying myself. So that's when, if you discover that you can't meditate, then that's real issue. Yeah. And it's something that you need to resolve so that you can meditate.
Yes, definitely.
That's the number one thing. If you can't recognize that you're too uptight and you can't close off your mind, then there's a bigger problem here. And
you're
not
sleeping well, or other issues. It's like, you got to address those first and document them and write them down. That really is helpful, because these doctors ask you all these questions. But if you come in there and it's like, I'm not sleeping well, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing this, then they can kind of hone in and say, okay, you know, we've got something to look at here. But you need to give them as much information too, because it helps them.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So can you go to a doctor, Western medicine, and say, I can't meditate? Can you tell a doctor that?
I think a Western doctor would look at you like you're a lunatic. You know what I mean?
Isn't that a shame? So, you know, maybe we need to be asking that question, that they are going to say, oh my gosh, why is everybody asking me that? That's going to change the situation. But truthfully, who do we go to then? If we can't meditate, we're all anxious, who do we go to? We just start trusting that the universe, we put that intention out there, and we trust that the universe is going to lead us to the right person.
And then document it down and saying, what are the major issues? Am I anxious? Am I, my heart racing? I can't sleep. I'm not digesting well. I mean, really try to put those things down. And maybe it's acupuncture. You start with acupuncture, you know. Maybe it's, you know, looking for a functional, holistic doctor for herbs. Or maybe you're, you know, going through menopause and you're like, these are all menopause questions, so I'll go to a specialist for menopause, but an herbal specialist.
Herbal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's so many holistic doctors out there that are amazing that you can, you know, say, these are my symptoms. And I'm not focusing, I want to meditate, but these are holding me up. And then they can say, oh, wow, okay, well, if we check your blood work, we'll know if it's a thyroid issue or a hormone issue. You could be going menopause, you could be just anxious, you could be, you know, all these things. And they can hone in on it really quick from a blood test.
You know, someday, they are going to have holistic doctors under medical insurance.
Amen. I would love that.
Because right now you have to pay out of pocket. It's worth every penny of it.
Yep.
And you know that you're getting Mother Nature, but someday it's going to change.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. And it's coming. It's got to be coming, because people are supporting these doctors. They're finding them and supporting them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because more and more, I mean, really, that's going to happen someday. And I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. And I'm hoping it's within the year. But that's my intention.
That's a beautiful intention. I'll pack that.
But in any case, so we know if we can't meditate, we need to go get some help. We've got to figure out what's going on. Your solution is to first write down what's going on with you.
Yeah.
If you're always irritated, if you're always sad, or yes, it's mental, but it's also the body has a lot to do with it. And even with thyroid. Have a lot? It really contributes to mental difficulties.
Foggy in the head, you know, laziness, tired. It's like all this stuff. And I'm like, and I eat well. So I was like, I was thrown. And then when they did the blood test, they're like, well, you have Hashimoto's thyroid. So it's like, oh, I didn't know. How would I know that? You know, and it's just like, and one of the things with Hashimoto's thyroid is nutrition is key. So gluten isn't good for the thyroid. It makes it work harder. So if I take gluten out of my diet, my thyroid's a lot happier and healthier. So I'm like, well, it wasn't easy to do, but I took gluten out, And already I saw an improvement right away.
Wow. So I didn't know that. That's very fascinating.
Yeah. So eating and nutrition is key for thyroid. And there's amazing YouTube videos on that, you know, of like what to eat and what not to eat. And it changed my world and was like, wow, okay. I didn't know that. But there's a functional doctor, a holistic doctor. It's like, here's all the ideas and let's put you on this and put you on that. It's like the world changed. And I'm like, a regular doctor would have known that.
Oh, exactly. And God bless them. They just don't teach that in medical school.
Exactly. It's not their fault. They're about prescription drugs and get medication in there. And food is just so key to everything.
Yeah, exactly. So that you brought up a good point. You know, we can visit YouTube to get the information. And again, if you're trusting the universe, yes, put it out there and just say, I need help with this.
Love that.
Then go to the YouTube, and there is a lot of holistic doctors on YouTube, and they're brilliant.
Yes. And even if you do find a functional doctor, say, hey, I've researched this and they say this, this, and this. Is it true? Oh my gosh, that's great. You don't need this, but this is wonderful. Let's try this. I mean, they'll back it, you know, and they'll say what's good and bad. So you could do a lot of research on YouTube and take it to your doctor.
Well, no, see, and that's getting the insurance to cover it. It's already here, folks. Never thought of it that way. Well, thanks, Christy. You just enlightened things for me.
But I love what you said, though, is have a clear intention. I have an issue with, you know, this, or I'm not sleeping well. What's going on? I'm not digesting well. Is it a gut issue? There's wonderful, and there's amazing kits out there too. It's just like, I just took a food sensitivity kit over the internet. They send the packet to your house, the really? Kit, and you put your blood on it, and they send it back, and they tell you what foods are sensitive to your body. And it's like, for like, it was like $100. And it was just like, it was amazing. It's just like, they said almonds, I was sensitive to almonds and they upset my stomach. Well, I was eating a lot of almonds and almond milk and almond butter. And I took out almonds out of my diet. It's like, and my stomach was happier. And I'm like, wow, you know, over the internet. I mean, the technology is amazing these days.
Wow. And I've never seen that. So that's good to know. That's good to know. I have to go do some research on that. You know, really, because that could affect meditations too. Again, if you're not eating correctly, if you're not exercising, taking walks during the day or whatever, then even if you have to walk a long distance to your car, you know, it's going to help you in one way or another.
Yes. Park so, far, walk into the mall, you know, at a distance, you know, don't take elevators, take stairs. It all helps.
So we know that in order to meditate, you have to talk to your body, find out what's going on. You have to set an intention to discover what is keeping you from meditating. If it's not a joyful experience, then something's wrong.
Yeah. Make a surrounding area, donate it to, you know, making a beautiful place that you can honor it, you know, and sit there. And even if it's 5 minutes, you did 5 minutes. People, I hear all the time, it's just like, I can't meditate. And I'm like, just do 5 minutes. Then you're doing 10 minutes. Then you're doing 20 minutes. Or just go online and to your favorite mentors. Like I love Chris Carr or Gabby Bernstein. Look on their website. They have downloads of meditations all day long. Click a download, try a download, put it on your iPod and just say, I'm just going to try something new today. And just by trying those new meditations, one might just really click with you and you go, God, I love this one. Then finally you're like in a place that it's like, I really like it. So you're going to sit down and do it. And it'll take you on the next place, on the next place, on the next place.
Deepak Chopra has one that he does with Oprah. And it's a free meditation. He'll do it live with you every day for 28 days. And that it's wonderful. It's TM too. So you can begin to discover what is my body if you're not able to stick with it for 28 days, then there you realize, okay, it's not you. It's could be something that's preventing you from relaxing in that state.
Yeah.
And well, that's what something people have got to realize. If they get bored or they're just like, I can't do it, then, you know, it's trying to tell you that there's something wrong physically that's keeping you, because really meditation is a natural state of being.
Exactly. And even Deepak says, it's like, if you can't meditate in a day, you should be meditating twice a day. Because it's like, this is how we're supposed to be all the time. But we are so overstimulated, that's all we know. And it's like, no, that's not our natural state.
You see, that's good. And you can't blame yourself either.
No. And it takes everything, doing a habit takes time. And you have to be patient. It's a process. And you have to be loving with yourself. And just go down there every morning, sit in that chair, you know.
You owe it to yourself to do it.
You totally do. If it's 2 minutes today and 3 minutes tomorrow and 4 minutes, who cares? Just start and just go through it and be patient with yourself and honor yourself. And the more you slow down, the better you're going to feel.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a big difference. So in your coaching practice, you suggest to everybody to start meditating.
Yeah, a lot of my clients meditate. And then a lot of my clients are like, oh my gosh, I found this new meditation. Let's share it with me, you know. It's great. But it's part of, I have such a spiritual group in a sense. You know, they're open to, I'm a law of attraction coach. So it's like, if you're open to law of attraction, you're open to all of the woo-woo-ness of, you know, card reading and, you know, journaling Absolutely. Your thoughts and your gratitude and all that stuff, you know.
Well, let's go into journaling a little bit. Do you recommend that for your clients?
I do. Especially, I had a writer client who really journaling was a key thing for her. So when she was frustrated or blocked, I said, that's the perfect time. Just start, just write. Don't think, just write. And it got her over a lot of humps, and it got her over some stuff that it's like, okay, I saw it in a different way. Or I knew when I was getting huffy or in a different place. And in her gratitude journal showed a lot of different things too. So it took her on a new thing, and it really helped her writing in the future. So it's like journaling can tell you a lot.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah. When you just write and then you read it later, it's like, wow, you know, I do have some anger with that. I didn't realize that. You know, so things come up that if you just let it out, don't think too much, just let it out.
You know, I heard if you write with the opposite hand, that it actually connects you to that side of the brain that you don't normally use.
Wow, that's interesting.
And that you can really pick up some really interesting stuff. So if you're right-handed, if you will start journaling or doing the best you can with your left hand, you might discover some things that are brand new to you.
I think that's fascinating. I'd love to try that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it once. It was hard for me to read it back, but I did get some insight. I don't have good handwriting on the left side, but anyway, you can understand that it is accessing the opposite side of the brain.
Well, it's interesting is you think about when you're out of your comfort zone, that's when you grow and learn. And that left hand, you're out of your comfort zone.
You're right.
So that's fascinating to see what would even come up. Is to, you know, well, you got to get over those hurdles. It's just like get breakthrough to the other side. You got to get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Things that you're not used to. And that's how you grow.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know, it's worth a try.
Yeah. I love the people that are willing to try things like that. You know, it's just like, try picking a card, try meditation. It's like, there's so many wonderful things out there to help our spiritual journey. Why not try?
So do you recommend also with your cards, which I want to say again, evolution cards. You got it? You got a copy of the cards? There you go. Yes. So cute. Would you recommend that you pick a card and meditate on that word that comes up?
You can totally do that. That is awesome. You can pick a card before you even meditate if you want. And then just go into your meditation. It'll just, you know, lock in the learning a little bit more. But that would be wonderful. But it's like when you pick a card, and it's so funny because a lot of the times it'll just be, I'll be in a project or I'll just be so focused and I'll pick achieve. You know, it's just so funny when you're thinking of something or you're in, locked into doing something, and then the word comes up like boundaries. I have a card on boundaries, and there was something I was working with my stepson, and it was like, the boundary thing came up, and I'm like, I pulled the card. I'm like, oh, I know I have to do a boundary. It also is a great confirmation. It's like, okay, it's on my mind. I know I need to do it. I need to know. I look at it. I need to observe it. You know, so I love it. It's a confirmation half the time.
I love that. I love that. And that's why everybody has to get your cards. Really, literally, you have to. I got to give the website is evolvewithchristy.com. That's KRISTY.com. Evolve with Christy. And the cards are on there. I highly recommend it. And if you don't meditate, pick a card, because it's going to see what you have to work on for the day. It's the universe talking to you.
Like Gabby Bernstein, the universe has our backs. It's just another spiritual tool. Shuffle the deck. Be still with yourself. Pick a card. Universe, what do I need to know today? You know, it's like, just let go and you know, let the universe guide us. I mean, it's amazing. When we put our intentions out there and we're clear, what comes our way?
Yep. You can't mess with the universe. The universe is going to tell you one way or the other. Be prepared.
I was explaining to a friend, you know, when you're clear with the universe, I was explaining with my even thyroid issue. I was telling a friend about, you know, I just learned I have this and I'm doing research now. I didn't know what it was. And she's like, oh my gosh, you gotta see this documentary. It was, what was the name of it? Immune Secrets. So I watched this documentary and they raved about these functional doctors and told me all about functional doctors. I'm like, I didn't know that. So it's just like, that led me to this, led me to the doctor, led me to the answers. And it's like, the universe always, you just have to listen.
You just have to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we got to get away from our hard heads and just start
listening. The stories we tell ourselves, it's just so much noise. It's like, stop the story, take time to meditate, pick a card, calm, and then just let the universe have your back. It's got it. And be clear on what you want. Yeah. I want to be healthy. I don't want to be so anxious. I want to meditate. By doing that, you'll get the answers. So you can get calmer, so you can meditate, so you can put that spiritual practice into your life, and you're going to benefit from it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard anybody that meditates go, oh, it's horrible. You know, it's like, they all love meditating.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I don't think I've ever heard anybody complain about meditation either.
No, or card reading. I mean, there's so many card decks out there, and I've just heard so many wonderful things about them. You know, it's like, they love them, you know.
I just think this is wonderful. And we're almost out of time. But again, look, I got to tell everybody here, if you want a great coach, this is the gal. She is fabulous. And if you just don't want to do a coach, get the cards, because the universe will be your coach then.
Yeah.
You know? Really.
Get them on Amazon also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They are on Amazon. But go to her website. Go to Christy's website, because I think you all are just going to enjoy it. She uses colors, you know, talking about personality galore. I just love it. I love it. Christy, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. And come back again, please.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.